162?
Yeah. 162. Yeah. Man, I was sick last week, you guys. I was sick as fuck. Like, I was in bed at 5 o'clock.
Damn.
Yeah. And you know, I'm still kind of sick, and now my legs really hurt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, my legs feel like I fucking ran a marathon. Like, they're so fucking sore. But, you know what? The dab gods have been calling me, though. Because I fucking checked my source today. The little dispo I go through.
Mm-hmm.
And their wax was hella on fucking sale. At $110 an ounce. Or $125 for an ounce of diamonds. Yeah, $125. They never had these before.
I did, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
$145 would get you probably 3 or 4 grams of diamonds.
Man,
crazy.
I learned about something too on YouTube. I learned how to make a fucking steamroller. Yeah, and
bro, fuck.
Listen, Donnie was there when I used it and learned how to use it for the first time. And this shit,
you guys put your dongs in each end of it like fingers.
Yeah, yep. And then someone with a real tiny dong puts it in there. But this fucking, holy shit, man, I never used a steamroller before. And I didn't think that I was creating quite a monster, but holy fuck, man, it felt like I dabbed. Like, that shit, first off, it punched me in the fucking throat. I wasn't expecting, and I really filled this fucker up with smoke, too. Like, I, of course, overdid.
Have you used it again?
No. In fact, I just now dug it out of the trash. Listen, it fucking hurt, man. And it was crazy. You know, no one ever told me how cool these things were. And all I needed was a roll of paper towel. It hurt the fuck out of my poor throat. But
I think that was right at the beginning of the
It helped me cough up the shit I haven't been able to cough up.
At least there's that.
There you go. Get it out.
Silver lining.
I was like, well, I've been trying to cough that up for a minute. Oh, yeah, being fucking sick sucked. Like, I just started dabbing again. And, insomnia was so bad there for a minute. I was like, I just want to dab so bad. And I don't have any edibles. I need some sugar-free ones. Because that would have been perfect. Like, just pop some gummies and then go to fuck to bed.
Right?
No. Oh, here I am.
Indica gummies on accident. Get those heavy hitting indica junks.
Man, you know what? I must have got a sativa.
Night.
Because that was.
Literally, it's like a.
Night.
Hell yeah.
And, it puts me. My brain off, man. I close my eyes, I can pretty much just coast out.
I've been fucking smoking these because it doesn't make me cough as much. Mm-hmm. And I smoked like 8 of these in a row. And it didn't put me to sleep. In fact, I really started to question this weed because I really wasn't even that high. And then I was like, man, is it the weed? Is it me? Do I smoke too much weed? And I think it's because I, you know, all the mega fucking dabs.
He smokes like 6 joints on the phone with me, you know? He's like, Donnie, I'm not feeling anything.
Oh, Flowzilla, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, so Flowzilla, it's actually a cross, it says, Gorilla Glue number 4 and Wedding Cake. And it's crossed with Triangle Kush and Wedding Cake.
Hell yeah. I do not remember what this was.
I thought that was basically like the name of a giant meth gator.
Oh shit.
I don't think you're wrong.
why wasn't that a movie yet? Listen.
Sure it is.
Man, speaking of fucking Florida, I saw this dude, he spent $42,000
Attack of the Meth Gator
on his ticket to WrestleMania. And that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, for that he got to watch SmackDown in a fucking football field, and he got to go backstage and shit. But man, I better get the full experience. Vince McMahon better shit on my head for $42,000. Like, I better get sexually harassed by Vince. You know?
I want 40... a tug job from Triple H.
Dude, that's probably more than some of the jobbers even make a year. And...
Sorry.
That's a lot of, and it's like you get to keep the chair. Well, you damn right I get to keep the chair. $42,000. That
I think that's about what I made last year.
And well, if you would have saved it all, you could have saw the Rumble. Up close.
Do it paying all those bills, man.
Yeah, fuck bills. Bills. Rumble.
Fucking hey, Bills.
Listen, he did have good seats. His seats were right there at the ring stairs. Like, he had a good view of the fucking Rumble, but for $42,000, like, I should be in the fucking ring. Like, that's a...
Right.
Yeah, that's a... That, you got a lot of... A lot of fucking expendable income to drop that on just a fucking ticket to fuck. That blew.
That's that dude's life savings.
There was a bunch of people doing it too. I'm like, holy shit, man.
He's gonna get there and it's gonna be terrible because Roman Reigns will keep the belt. Logan Paul will keep the belt.
You know, for $42,000, one of the hot ones better put me in the like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choked me out with her butt.
With her butt? Man. Fucking where are you at right now? It looks like, is that all made out of ice?
I think so. It's pretty cold.
Let's see. That's St. Paul Winter Carnival.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Paul, Minnesota?
You know... It doesn't say, but I'm going to assume so because it looks cold.
Yeah.
Donnie,
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Now, where did you live, Donnie?
That's where Donnie went.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Minnesota? No, not Minnesota. Man, Minnesota and Wisconsin are so much alike to me.
Yeah. Wisconsin's the one with the cheese.
Yeah.
Minnesota is the one with the giant ball.
How much cheese did you eat while you were there, Donnie?
I mean, I don't know.
I need some cheese.
Hey, now that you're back in the land of the fried chicken, have you been to one of their buffets?
No.
Oh,
damn KFC buffet.
Because you sounded so excited before. I would be excited, though. And you know what? I'll never forget when Ange first started working at KFC. Dude, our fridge used to be full of fucking KFC. And I never got sick of that shit. I'm like, man, this is free-ass KFC, man.
Yeah.
It's no wonder I'm fat. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
when my old roommate worked at fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, we had like a fucking bucket of wings every night.
Oh my god, yes.
Sometimes a piece.
I can't eat like that now. But, you know, when I was younger and dumber, a fridge full of cake, I was like, man, I got chicken for fucking days. Potatoes, biscuits, it's a whole goddamn feast here. Potato wedges, hot wings. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah. Once in a while at work, they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, you could take, like, all this stuff. And I just walk home with a to-go box full of, like, ribs and brisket and smoked turkey. And
oh, that sounds beautiful.
All sorts of, like, delicious smoked meats.
Oh, and man, yeah, you win.
Good life.
That.
Good life, man.
Oh, man. I would be twice as fat.
Yeah, it's nice. It's, here you go. Same shameless promotion of the old workplace.
Hell yeah. Man, oh shit.
Retro barbecue. You might not see the best barbecue in the entire world, but we're close. And we're open 7 days a week. So.
Damn, he's modest. See that? If that was my barbecue joint, it probably tastes like shit.
That's something.
I'd be telling you it's the best.
A lot of barbecue places close on Sunday.
I have loyalties to the barbecue shop, which is the local spot that is owned and operated by my friend.
Hell yeah.
I went there for lunch yesterday, and it was, obviously, ribs, barbecue spaghetti.
I know you got me wanting to try this barbecue spaghetti.
Dude, it's wild.
Good.
I told the story again today because I was talking about having barbecue spaghetti. This random person, like eavesdropping, like a table away, was sitting there going, like, oh, that sounds so good.
And yeah. I'm talking
about how, like, oh man, like barbecue spaghetti. Telling this guy that's just in Memphis for a couple of days, I was like, you gotta go there and get some of the best barbecue in the world, you know?
Man.
And while you're there, you might as well try their barbecue spaghetti. And he looked at me and I was just like, man, I'm Italian. And for the first like 8 to 10 years that I was going to that place, I was just that's an abomination. What you do to that pasta? And then they like sat a plate down in front of me to do a little like TV thing up for Bizarre Foods or whatever. And I'm sitting there talking as good as I can, right, about it. I'm just like, take a couple of bites. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking, like, get your stupid camera out of my face. I'm busy eating this delicious spaghetti. And turn the tables on me, man. I've been a fan of this ever since.
Man, that just sounds good.
Yeah.
I like barbecue and I like spaghetti.
I made personal barbecue cuisine that was phenomenal. A barbecue lasagna.
Ooh. That sounds good.
And that's where I take the meat from the bar, like the pork meat and barbecue stock, right? Mix it all together, and I put it down on the regular old lasagna noodles. And then I'll take the ricotta cheese layer, and instead of doing Italian seasoning in there, I'll add barbecue dry seasoning, right? And then I throw some, like, cheddar blend or whatever, like one of those white and yellow cheese blends, shredded cheese in there, and then I did some chips, bologna, and just like layered it all out like that, and it's just, it came out super nice, man. It's so good,
man.
That was one I provided every year for my barbecue team at the May Barbecue Fest. And while it wouldn't, it wasn't eligible for the competition because it's like they got like all these different categories, but none of them are for like barbecue cuisine. And so that was one of the things I was trying to work on, like getting that category added. So you can do your barbecue nachos, your barbecue spaghetti, your barbecue lasagna, or any number of things. My son popped out one May, and that was the last year I got.
Kids.
Don't have
kids. Kids are more expensive than barbecue.
Yeah. So, have you guys, you two specifically, Don and Stone, you guys see that little news I shared about Season 2, Chapter 5?
No.
Man, the map leaked, the little gimmick leaked, we're getting, like, god powers.
Yeah, I heard something about them being, like, Greek gods or something this time around, right?
Yep, it's good, like, that's
pretty good. That's pretty cool.
There's some new abilities. There's a volcano coming.
Okay. Obvious, obviously.
So what about this turtle event that's coming up
recently? Mount Olympus? It was Mount Olympus?
Man, there was a Mount Olympus before?
Well, that's the name of the mountain that all the Greek gods put on.
Good point. I don't know if it's got a name. It's, you know, I shared a picture of it in the group chat. Fucking yeah, the turtles got an event coming. I heard, well, we know it's gonna be fucking Shredder's skin.
Yeah.
Having that battle pass for it. I'm just gonna pay 1,000 V-Bucks for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I want
it's bonus battle pass that you have to pay like
$2
for.
Yeah.
To be that? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm in. I've got like I don't know, a couple thousand stacked up from this.
See? He's in. Fuck yeah, Shredder's fucking dope. So.
Yeah.
Man. So. Okay. That chicken
most lavish layer.
Yeah. That shit. I can't wait. I'm kind of already sick of this season.
Yeah, my thing is like, how come they're waiting this long into the season? Like, why didn't they give us like turtle, like more with the turtles?
Like, they waited this long because they know we're getting bored.
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot recently, and I think a lot of the reasoning this season seemed a little lacking and shit is because they spent so much fucking time working on shit like Rocket Racing.
The graphics
and fucking festival mode and Lego Fortnite. I mean, they did launch a bunch of fucking shit this season.
I realized I haven't played any of that stuff since about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks into the new season.
I won't lie, I played festival last night.
Yeah, we rocked out last
night. I had like a couple of quests to do for the festival mode. I tried to play it, and I got like into a song, and I was just like, "Nah, this is why I don't play this shit." And I turned it fucked off. I just left.
I got my controls set up differently, so I used my triggers and two of my buttons.
I did that too because you had recommended doing that, right? And I was like, yeah, "Okay, this is." I'm going to have it set up. Like, the outsides are this, and then the insides are these two.
Yeah.
Still could.
Man, I was really in my... Yeah. I was in my fucking groove last night.
Yeah, we were playing a song from Green Day, and Rick fucking was just getting it.
I fucked it all up by double-pressing the button by mistake. I got excited.
Yeah, he got so mad.
I was so fucking pissed. That was my perfect fucking...
He said, I didn't even miss a note. I just fucking double-clicked.
Oh, I was so fucking mad. I was so shooting for 100%. Man, I really like Festival Mode. But I really like Guitar Hero and shit like that. And I kind of like listening to music. And on that, I feel like I can zone out and listen to the music.
Oh, man, I even turned it on. Bass guitar, the easiest mode, songs that I fucking know, and I get up there and I'm like, I don't know which fucking button I'm supposed to hit. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Man, I was to the point where I was 5-starring expert songs for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, we really got into it for me. It was weird. Me, Donnie, and Kevin.
Yeah, we were playing on expert and shit.
We spent a minute playing fucking Festival Mode. Fucking, I tried so hard to get the gold in Rocket Racing so I could get that skin.
Yeah.
And it's like, it takes so long to level up, and I just do not, and I don't understand what makes me level up and what makes me lose levels, unlike fucking normal ranked.
Yeah.
And so it really confused me, because one match I took 8th place and I shot up. One match I took 5th place and I shot down. And I was like, all right, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
What placing do I need to go up? Well, you know, explain this to me. And they don't explain that shit anyway.
I got to gold, and I think I've maybe done like 2 or 3 races since I hit gold and unlocked that character.
I tried, and I said, you know what? I just do not give a fuck.
Yeah. I
thought that Fortnite Lego was a thing.
Yeah, you know.
That character I got. It's got a Lego that I'll never.
It's unfortunate, but man.
Yeah, I got into that shit hard for like a week, and then I was just done.
You know. I originally was talking shit.
I built a whole fucking village like 3 times. With all 3 of you. Or, well, 2 of you.
I was talking shit on Pale World. And I sunk more time into that game recently. And mainly because...
Is that Xbox exclusive?
Yeah, Xbox and PC.
Is it a game, or is it like a free download?
It's free if you have Game Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $26 elsewhere.
Man, I just really want my sweatshop of guys making guns for me.
You'll get there, man.
And well, yeah, I'm slowly getting there. My little fucking sheep and cats bang out the hammers and shit and build shit for me. You know, I just can't wait till it's all in unison. And you know, the one cat's constantly just getting depressed because he's stressed as fuck. You know, because I got him building shit, and he's having a real hard time with this. But, you know?
He's stressing up that AI, homie.
It's like, yo, calm down, buddy.
I have one that just kept getting bloodshot eyes.
Oh, man.
His eyes are bloodshot for some reason. What the fuck is going on? Like... He's got food, I've got hot tubs. Like,
man,
why is he stressed?
This fucking game is crazy, and the amount of Pokemon people upset over it are weird. Like, I love Pokemon too, but I'm not crying because these things look too much like, but like, oh my god, it looks like a Pokemon. Maybe fucking Nintendo will wake up and make Pokemon a better fucking game.
That's the dream.
I criticize the fuck out of Pokemon. And I don't fucking... I'm having more fun with this than I did Pokemon. And, you know, I'm having fun with all the shit I said I didn't want to play. I finally just shut the fuck up and gave it a chance so I could... Which I should probably do with more shit.
You will.
I'll be the first to do it. Fucking, I just shut the fuck up though, because I really wanted just that little fucking sweatshop, and I said, you know what? I don't want to just jump into a game and see someone's. I need to build my fucking own.
Yeah.
Like, we're just diving into this. I'll play it. It's slow at work. You're going to fucking play. And then I got sucked the fuck in.
Yeah, man. I told you.
You know? Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. I don't know if I'm going to get to play that anytime soon, but it does look kind of interesting. I've seen a bunch of other, like, internet Facebook friends and posts that they're playing it.
I'll tell you guys this. It feels weird to be the guy with real easy access to it. Like, usually I'm listening to everyone else's stories about the PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah.
So it feels weird. Man, holy shit, speaking of PlayStation exclusives, that Silent Hill 2 looks good as fuck.
Yeah.
A whole lot of beating the hell out of shit with sticks.
Hey, man, that's what Silent Hill 2 was about.
Man. I know, it looks so fucking good, though. Holy shit, I cannot wait. They did not give us a release date, though. That's...
There was a, what was it called?
I don't know what you're Short saying.
Short Memories or some shit? They put
oh,
out...
Oh, yeah. That weird,
I haven't looked at it. No, it's there.
It's like some interactive movies, though.
Oh, kind of like that other...
I have no fucking
back
idea.
In the day.
Oh, PT. No, this is more like, I guess, a movie. Like, you're not even playing shit. You're watching a movie or something.
Oh, like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. Listen, dude, speaking of Metal Gear Solid 4, first off, alright, I've been doing some thinking. Snake would have made more sense at the end of season 4.
Yeah.
I'm happy we got him, but man, that would have made a whole lot more fucking sense.
I just don't like that it's this point in the season and they've been giving us rocket launcher ammo.
Yeah.
We finally got a rocket launcher.
Yeah, we're like, why are we
still never
had
the goddamn pizzas back in the game when you got the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, but there is a chance that could change, but you're right. We've had the turtles for a minute now. And it really was. It feels a little late to be celebrating the turtles because we got them so long ago.
Yeah.
And if they bring them back, that means, oh, look it, the turtles are already back in the show.
Yeah, well, which is fine because, you know, whatever. It goes along with the event, and I hope that the event itself is, you know, a little bit more entertaining than just giving us turtles that we can buy. It'd be really dope if we could have fucking hired, like, all four of them.
Yeah, and how are they gonna have the lair and do nothing with it for so long?
And they got the one fucking Jonesy character in there. That could have been Master Splinter in there, or all four of the fucking turtles.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And another thing, like, they, if they don't add this,
was it Casey Jonesy?
Casey Jones would have been great, maybe.
No.
But the turtle van, turning the fucking SUV into a turtle van.
Yeah.
No fucking brainer. Like, just do it, guys. Like, what the fuck is Epic thinking or not thinking?
I really think they were too split.
Yeah, you're right.
Developing all this shit. And hopefully they make up for it with this next season. And it looks like they are.
Yeah.
It looks like they're taking it into consideration and really changing shit up.
And think about this. Now that they got a thing going with the turtles, just like the turtles, like, have gotten over the, like, 40 years of the turtles at this point. There's so many different variations of it.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say they don't give us a cartoon one or the original animated series version?
Oh, I want a cell shaded turtle.
They could go crazy with this shit. A cell shaded.
Do it like they do Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah. Right? And now they gotta bring Star Wars back. So they can do pod racing.
Oh, god damn it.
Now this is pod racing.
I'm so fucking sick of stuff. It seems like every other fucking season. It's, hey.
Hey, Darth Vader's back.
Yeah, Darth Vader's ran, and here are your blasters. And what's crazy is I remember when I started the game, I wanted them blasters so bad. And everyone's like, you know, those are just mid. Those guns are real mid, man. And I'm like, no, man, unlimited ammo. They're so fucking great.
So when you grab them right there at the beginning, and you've got unlimited ammo for that first, like, you know, 2-3 minutes, wherever you drop, you know, somebody's got 12 shots in a pistol. And if you can outlast that before they pick up another gun, then you've got unlimited fucking blaster shots on them.
Yeah.
Especially when you were taking out Darth Vader, like landing and doing all that. Ah, man, that was such a fun fucking season.
That was a fun season.
That was back when I played.
They missed that when Darth Maul be a boss, and that was like kind of a no-brainer. Like, why? Like, they just gave us Darth Vader over again? They added that one character that has, like, the staff or something in the actual game that same season, I think. I don't remember. But they had animation for it, basically.
Yeah. So,
like, having Darth Maul attack you would have been theoretically really fucking easy.
That's when they got so lazy with that. And like, it was like, okay, now you can get their force powers. Just you click on the thing and then you get their lightsaber, you got their powers.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. It seems like they're missing some really, like, obvious and easy things that would make the game that much better.
And they used to have cool shit like you guys are telling me about Wolverine and the Predator and shit.
Just and roaming around, like, on the map, and then you kind of come up on them, and that's how you have to unlock again. Like, that would have been dope if, like, the last thing is your mission is defeat Darth Maul, and then that's how you unlock the fucking skin for Darth Maul. Like,
man.
Why not?
That's how you unlocked Wolverine, and he was the hardest boss I've ever faced.
Yeah, I hear all sorts of things about Wolverine.
They got like a crazy number of, like custom games and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
Their own game modes. I wonder if somebody put Wolverine.
Man, I would like to play one of those and go back and
right
fucking time
and just get to play with some of the weapons and items that don't exist in the game anymore. Right? Fucking up that rocket ram. I'd love to go back and the rocket ram.
I did love the rocket ram.
But we got the chain whip thing, and that thing I think is better than the rocket ram. I really appreciate it. But fucking A, the first time you just let that thing, and you just sit there and keep landing on dudes, and they're like, what the fuck's going on? And then you blast them with your shotgun. It was like the best feeling in the world, man.
It really fucking was.
Like, the pure joy on my face. I remember Micah. It was right before he started playing and right when he moved in with me, right? And he, like, just saw me, and I'm just sitting there like, this is the fucking funnest thing. He's just, like, laughing while we're sitting there smoking a joint, and I'm just, like, landing on motherfuckers and, like, bam, and fucking them up.
That's right. He came in around fucking started playing really with us.
Was Fortnite OG. But he played a couple of
don't you laugh, man. That's Okay, OG
technically,
was...
this is a glass steamroller because the carb is on the end as well. It just doesn't have a... It's got a bunch of weed in it.
Yeah, and mine...
That one does too.
Mine's more of a cardboard one. I'm not hitting this.
You're thinking about it.
I was thinking about it.
Just do it once.
Come on, buddy.
Mozilla.
You like that in there, and then you just take it out and finish it.
With the Revolution Huckleberry Kush Premium Beef. And then some of this Super Shake. It is a infused cannabis flower. And it's a bunch of shake that is infused with cannabis oil or wax or something like that. And I just kind of rolled it all up together and crammed it in a bowl. And now it won't stop. It won't stop. It's just going to keep going until... did you guys see this post that I posted?
Which post?
So my... my local comics drop last week. There's a comic book shop, and like three doors down, there's their toy shop. Both of them got the front window busted out.
Oh shit.
Thieves came in, ran around the place, didn't grab anything because they couldn't find any money or anything that they thought was worth stealing.
They're like, oh no, it's all theirs. Shit.
Dipped out, right?
What the fuck?
So. The owner takes wood and puts it up over the busted window and spray paints on there, I assure you, we're open. Like from Clerks, because he had been watching a bunch of Kevin Smith stuff recently. So they get on the news about it, right? They show the video and they show the whole thing and stuff. And somebody tags Kevin Smith on Twitter about it.
Oh, shit.
After those two spots got busted into, he's got a shipping office. So all of his, like, online sales and shit like that for the toy shop, the game shop, and the comic shop, they basically all sell stuff out of the shipping office. It had got broken into.
Oh, shit.
And he got a fucking call or a text from one of the guys at another comic book store on the other side of town that was in their parking lot trying to sell this comic book stuff, like, in the parking lot to their customers.
Oh,
and they're
shit.
Like, I think we saw some 901 Comics stickers on it, and there's this guy right here. And so while he's getting the police report filed... at the shipping office, the cop is in the car filing the report, and he sees a guy across the street, and he goes, that kind of looks like the guy. And he goes over, dude's still wearing the same clothes in the kitchen, and he grabbed him up and drug him back across the street to the cop and was like, here, I did your fucking job for you. Is you're a criminal. Look at him. And they're like, holy shit, he's wearing the same clothes in the picture. Same hat, same shirt. This is the guy. And he fucking nabbed him up right like that. Now, the three that broke the cops that didn't take anything, like, I don't know if they got caught.
Yeah, those guys are like, what?
Like that shit, yeah.
So it's nerd shit.
Literally... the dude walked past like $2,000 worth of comic books on the fucking wall.
So now, like,
past graded comics, including like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like original stuff, worth $1,000 a piece. You know, some of these things. hand, you know, went for the register and it wasn't there. They went in where the office was. They had cased the place. They'd come in and looked around, I guess, during store hours.
What a weird place to case.
And, but that's
hey, we're gonna make some money here.
So crazy. They couldn't find what they were looking for, and so they just got the fuck out of there. And they went down the street, bust in the toy store also, like 5 minutes later.
What the fuck are they looking for?
Anything else? They just tried to hit these two fucking stores. So crazy.
Sounds like a rival toy store sent its goons.
Somebody tags Kevin Smith in the story, and he like retweets the motherfucker and is like, hey, I want to send this guy some signed stuff to help, you know, help out with the cost on, you know, this busted window and the couple $1,000 worth of product that got stolen out of the shipping office, right? So he's supposed to be sending some signed Kevin Smith merch, right? Official shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's on the way or whatever. But then he was also filling in on this like news podcast yesterday. And he's like, hey man, what do you think if we have this guy on? I wanna this comic book shop owner that like basically you know, performed a citizen's arrest on the guy that busted into his fucking shop and stole it. And so, sure enough, like, Shannon was driving in the car, and he was telling me about it. He's like, yeah, man, like, this guy calls me up, right? It's not Kevin Smith. It's whoever the producer is, right? And he goes, yeah, man, this guy is talking to me. And he's like, yeah, we're going to, like, call you back in, like, 10 minutes. And can you do this interview live, you know, on the radio? And he's like, yeah, man, sure, that sounds fun. And then his friend that was in the car with him was like, bro, you took that pretty cool. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm pretty sure that guy asked you to, like, be on air live on AM radio, and Kevin Smith was going to interview you. He's like, wait, Kevin Smith's going to interview you? And sure enough, like, fucking Kevin Smith calls him up 10 minutes later, and he's just, like, telling the whole fucking story like I told you guys, only better.
And that's fucking dope. Kevin
Smith about it. And in 3 weeks, literally from today, we'll be on a giant boat in the Caribbean Sea with Kevin Smith and Jay Muse and all of those folks on that cruise askew. And so hopefully, you know, a little, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm that guy you interviewed.
You might
I'll be like, hey, I'm that guy that gave you that Stone Ninja comic.
You might be able to meet Walt Flanagan.
Stuff.
Might be able to meet Walt Flanagan. That would be exciting.
I don't know if Walt's going to be on there. They haven't announced that one. I know I'm supposed to remember Randall's name. But I forgot it again.
I think it's
his name's Randall.
And let's see. Obviously, Jay Muse is gonna be there. Jason Lee.
Oh hell yeah!
Earl's
hell yeah! Name.
They're gonna do a table reading of Twilight of the Mallrats.
Oh shit.
Okay.
And there's gonna be like some podcasts and shit that they're doing and. They've got a movie set up. They're going to have a movies pop up like fast food.
Hell yeah.
Because they've got those like pop-ups. They do them for special events and shit like that.
Some pickle fucker gave us free eats.
Thanks, pickle fucker. Man. Fucking.
You know, and that it's... You know, it's going to be an opportunity to maybe run into a couple of these guys and see if they like comic books.
Hell yeah. I'm going to
literally, like, go out there with, I guess, as many comic books and t-shirts as I can put.
That's fucking dope.
That's fucking dope. You know, speaking of comic books, did you have a comic this week, Jesse?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck it's yeah.
Pretty
lame. Man, I wasn't being fucking crazy because I couldn't remember if that was real or not.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, is it based on the game?
I guess it's Kill Arkham Asylum.
Alright.
Issue number one.
You know,
with the cover like the game case.
Looking for, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. I heard. Oh shit. Oh,
hell yeah.
It is a
Daredevil.
Eastman cover for Daredevil.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah, the creator of the Ninja Turtles. Finally, dream come true is doing a couple of variant covers. Marvel. I got another one in my box that I'll show you in the near future. It is a Deadpool variant that Kevin Eastman did. And it's all these different versions of Deadpool and then Wolverine.
That's pretty fun.
It's not his best work, but it is kind of cool. I've been I got the CLZ app, right? And,
yeah.
You can track all your comic books and like list them up in there and stuff. And I went through all of my Deadpool comic books. Boxes and boxes worth of Deadpool comics. And like he's got something like 700 like title appearances. Like his own comic book, right? Like his name's in the title, and you know, like either just the Deadpool series or like this, it was a 5-part mini series called Suicide Kings. And I picked up all 5 of these. Well, anyway, I went through basically and realized I'm about 140 comics away.
Oh, shit.
The Deadpool comic.
That's incredible.
There's these couple of mini series like this and that, and then there's like a handful of comics I'm missing out of the runs of Deadpool. The first and second run, I'm missing about 15 to 20 from each of those runs. I'm missing like 10 out of Deadpool and Deadpool. I thought I had 1 through 50. But apparently there were a couple of gaps where I'm missing. And then there's, you know, just stuff that I missed along the way. Or
little one-offs.
Here, issue there. There's this one mini-series. I got 1 through 5. And I guess I just didn't realize that there was a 6 and a 7.
Oh.
I thought, never even fucking knew it. I thought the end of it was right there at 5. And I was like, okay, well, I'm done. And I never picked up 6 and 7. And then, you know, that was a couple of years ago. They probably came out, and I just didn't fucking bother to pick them up. And then I got this Kickstarter. You know, I talked to you guys about the Sexy Lady comics on occasion. I got on this Kickstarter, and I was like, okay, cool. That's some cute art, and it's an interesting thing, and it's one of the most popular ones. So I'll put my $20 out there and pick up a copy. I was like, yeah, you know what? Give me the not safe for work variant. It is very. That's.
Jesus.
That's
cracked.
A monkey. It's. I mean, that's. Wow.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm going to censor this one.
Wow. Yeah, it gets. And actually, this is like, I guess. I don't know if I want my comic book to go there. You know, like, there's a borderline, I guess, pussy looking for the borderline.
Yeah, it was, you know,
there's, on the inside of it, there's some,
insertion.
Yeah, and it's not just, like,
it's getting the hentai levels, huh?
It's out there. It's like, yeah.
Some X-ray vision.
I was like, okay. I didn't realize I was, like, going that far.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that one, the ones that are making the most money, I would say, are more, like, along the line of a rated R.
Yeah, you know that.
Words, and there's a couple of titties in it. Yeah. But that's where they go with it.
This one's rated H for hentai.
Yeah. Borderline. There's a lot more story to it than, like, fucking, but there are definitely, instead of, like, a comic book like Deadpool with a bunch of action scenes where he's chopping up bad guys and cutting through them, it's like, they fucking.
Yeah, well, they're chopping up bad guys and cutting through them. Just a different way. Damn hentai.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad guys, I've been watching The Boys.
It's about damn time.
I just started season two.
You know, they be fucking in The Boys. You know.
Listen, when that bitch was fucking that dude and his head just exploded.
Yeah.
Dude, she rode him and his head fucking popped. That was crazy.
Wait.
Wolverine claws or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Pop claw.
Wait till you get to fucking season 3 and you see the termite.
That's what everybody tells me. Season 3 is the best season.
Season 3's got you in it, dog. And actually, you're in season 2.
And then,
but you're really in season 3.
Gen V. Watch Gen V after all that shit too. That was
Gen V was really fucking amazing. There's some awkward scenes in that too.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's a good fucking show. I forgot I was watching a boys show, and then she discovers.
Not for long. Power.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh yeah, this is The Boys. Yep, that's right.
Oh,
yeah. Now they're going right over the top with it. Yeah, it's The Boys. That shit is just unrelentingly violent. Like, holy shit. Like, it's not just a little. It's so over the fucking top. And just like, I love it, though. And I can't wait for season 4.
Yeah, did we get a date on that at all, or?
Not yet.
Doesn't usually happen in, like, September or some shit?
I thought it was, like, June, usually.
Man, maybe we're all wrong. Maybe it's...
But I want to say Gen V was September. I don't remember. It feels like that was so long ago now.
Yeah.
So this is a show like The Boys, or is it connected to The Boys?
It's connected to The Boys. So it's Gen V is about the world, you know, our fucking first soup college.
The kids that get out of the gifted high schools and stuff like that go to this superhero college to either learn how to use their powers for a career in, you know, something, or being a hero. And they have, like, a hero class.
Yeah, you can be a hero or a social media star or something.
Is anybody from The Boys in it?
Kinda. You gotta... Yeah, listen. It's the same. It's definitely, there are definitely characters, but you'll understand. You really first meet this character in the season you're watching.
Okay.
Like the end of the season is a really interesting one. It's about to get, you're in for a wild fucking ride, dude. Like, season 2 was a wild fucking ride. How far into it are you?
I just started it, so like 2 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. I guess it ramps up fast. And fucking
I just did. Okay, so Rick and Morty season 7.
Hell yeah.
Came out on Max. So I finally got to see that, right? And I watched all of it, and I was like, wow, this was great. But I don't even remember some of the shit that they're talking about. And I went back, and I just said, fuck it, I'm going to give it a rewatch for one. And I rewatched one all the way through season 7 again. And apparently season, like, 5 and 6... I must have just glazed over watching some of the actual episodes and
they
leave and just kept watching and said, okay, yep, season 5's done. But I like totally did not remember some episodes.
You know what? I just recently did that as well. And seasons 5 and 6 did the same exact thing to me.
Yeah.
There was shit where I felt like it was the first time I've ever seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't remember this. 5 and 6 were pretty shitty fucking seasons.
They had some fun moments, man. I think
they had some fun moments, but overall, they do have the Vada Acid episode was really good.
Yeah.
There's only a few though, but I really liked season 7.
Well, and on Max they have like where. Like, they've got 2 minutes of commentary at the end of the episode.
Oh, shit.
You don't skip to, you know, the next episode right when the credits start rolling and go down and just, like, watch your way through, you know, the 2 minutes of credits. And then it's, like, Dan Harmon and some of the other, like, producers and writers and creators and stuff talking about each episode.
Dude, I'm going to have to go and watch season 7 on Max. It's uncensored?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Man, I want to watch that last episode.
Yeah, fucker!
That last episode was so fucking good.
Dude, the fucking fear hole episode?
Yeah, I've watched that episode like 1,000 times.
That was pretty good. I really enjoyed, like... when evil Morty comes back to help Rick hunt down evil Rick.
Yeah, Rick Prime.
And, like, he's the one that gets, like, all the credit for all of that shit. And it's just, like...
Man, that was fucking nuts.
Dude, I mean, that was pretty epic. For all.
And Rick looked so broken after he killed that man. Spoiler. Like, it was fucking... It was bananas. That was a good season. I didn't watch the iced tea episode, though.
Oh, like, really? Water tea episode.
Yeah, I started it, and then I was like, man, this is stupid, and I turned it right off.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wanted to... You know what? I don't like the episode that Get Swifties from, either. I usually turn that shit right off,
The song at the end of it... was stuck in my head, and I was like, man, what was that from? That Rise Up.
See, I haven't even like, heard it.
The song at the end of that is worth watching the whole fucking thing, I think.
All right, now I'm going to have to watch it. Now that it's on Prime.
Show me what you got.
I watched Basic Ass Cable. Fucking... I got Sling TV. Sling TV's weird. Man, oh, shit. You guys, we all watched The Rumble. Three of us watched The Rumble. And our little Aussie friend. And it was beautiful to watch it together, you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked that.
And to see our truth. You know, save The Rumble, I will say.
He did. Single-handedly put it on his back.
Yeah. After Vince McMahon did everything he could to bring things down. Brock Lesnar was supposed to get thrown out by Dominic.
That's fucking crazy.
They go off script?
Man, they had... Brock Lesnar didn't show up because
He's supposed to be a monster.
Yeah, he was banging broads with Vince.
Which he could be, I don't know.
He was...
Yeah, he was...
champion banging all the hot ones.
He was mentioned in the lawsuit with all the trafficking and... trafficking and sexual assault. Vince was shitting on this girl's head and... Yeah,
a lot of crazy shit's coming out.
A lot of crazy shit. So Brock said, you know what, I probably shouldn't show up to the Rumble.
You know, he's not even going to be at WrestleMania.
No, he said, you know what, I made a lot of money, I should just lay low.
He was supposed to face Gunther at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they said no. You know,
he's like Olympic champion wrestler or something too.
That Gunther guy's really grown on me.
I think that was Kurt Angle.
Maybe.
Man.
Maybe fucking it was UFC.
UFC for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, he was in UFC, yeah.
That's right.
The UFC fucking champion. He's a beast, man. Everyone thinks, you know, fucking Triple H is innocent, though. And you're like, man, that's your father-in-law that you've been working under. There's no way you're fucking innocent, man.
No shit.
Wild back in the day, you know.
Yeah, actually, you were part of DX. There's no way you weren't like, all right, I'll shit on her head. And then you look at the shit Vince would do, like the Kiss My Ass Club and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, yeah, this guy really, he was probably making that lady kiss his ass every day. And he was kind of a cuck too.
It's like
did the lady in question, does she want to get shit on or not?
I don't know that. Well, no, I ain't gonna say that. Some people might want to get shit on.
I mean, I don't know. Like, did she have a choice?
I personally don't want to get shit on.
No, not at all.
I think it was like, if you don't let me shit on you, you don't get the job or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, it was a real power play.
Got the job. That's terrible.
That's not nice.
You got to really want that job. Like, oh, all right, fine. Just shit on me. Just once, though.
Fine.
You know?
That's terrible.
And I just...
Then again, you're in a room with a bunch of dudes on steroids. And shit, you know?
That's good shit.
While he's shitting on me, I was like...
Does you up?
You know, you might be right. I just pictured, no chance. That's what you got. Just playing while I'm getting shit on. No chance in hell.
It does make your, it shrivels your dong up, right? And gives you tiny dick.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They were looking to do is they had to diversify with their like sexual pleasures because they had tiny little dicks and they're like, okay, well, so like,
man,
I'm just gonna take a shit on your face.
I heard a wild ass wrestling story. So when they were wrestling in England, and it was Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog for the Intercontinental Championship, before the match, the British Bulldog got real zooted on fucking crack, and he forgot everything about the match, and Bret Hart had to 100% carry that match, including getting himself pinned to lose.
Oh, man.
Man, that's fucking wild. And that's the match that fucking British Bulldog's most widely known for. Like, that was his fucking... In that whole fucking match, he's like, you're not crack.
Crack.
He had no idea what the fuck.
Have you rewatched? Can you rewatch it and watch him?
Oh, man, I'll find the match and send it to you guys. Yeah, you probably tell just by looking at his eyes. He's probably like,
I'm the Bulldog.
Like, like, you knew it with people like Macho Man too. Like, just by the way a guy would cut a promo, you're like, ah, oh, goddamn it, that guy is right the fuck up.
Macho Man was like the living embodiment of cocaine.
Mm, yes, sir.
Like, it is no shock that man died of heart problems. Holy shit.
And Miss Elizabeth, too, and the Ultimate Warrior.
Man, oh, man.
Now Razor Ramon is gone, too.
Man, I met Razor Ramon at Hollywood 2009 or 2010, and it was while he was a drunk.
The fucking bad guy.
He threw up. He was the bad guy. He threw up all over my brand new Psychopathic record shoes.
And I never washed them again.
Oh no, I threw them away. Oh no, it was. They were like suede. And they're red, and they started, like, the color started bleeding off, and it's puke, and it was a bad night. I was so upset at him. I said, you know, he is the fucking bad guy. What a fucking jerk. Scott Hall, you bum. Threw someone's beer at him. I was so mad, man. You know, I liked Scott Hall up until he threw up. And then I was like, you know what? I'm sick of you too.
How many people can say they got threw up on by Scott Hall now?
Man, I bet you a lot of people.
A lot more than you think.
A lot of people can say that shit about Jeff Hardy too. I see that guy doing moves in AEW, and it's like, what the fuck? Just hang up the fucking. Stop.
Hang up the boots. You're done.
Falling off the fucking turnbuckle and shit.
Yeah, that was rough, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, stop drinking and drugging, dude. Holy shit. Man, and they were spearing motherfuckers off of fucking ladders and shit. Those were the fucking days.
Yeah, I wish it was easier to, like, watch that.
It's on Peacock. That's pretty fucking easy.
No, I meant the other.
Fucking AEW?
Yeah.
Oh, not easy at all.
No.
Fucking, it's like, Well, I got Sling, so it's a little easy.
I'm still not convinced that it's actually a thing.
Listen, AEW is weird. But yeah, some of it's really good, and some of it's really, really bad. You're like, wow, how the fuck?
I like bad wrestling. It's just as great as the good wrestling, really, in my book. Because it's like, yeah, then I get to just sit there and talk mad shit.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I'm watching Nitro, and that's fucking... Nitro's
been pretty good. Wonder Nitro!
Yeah,
you need to go watch Ready to Rumble. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I was just telling Donnie I need to watch that movie again.
I watched it a few months ago. It was pretty damn good.
With Dave Arquette and that guy's like the king or something in that.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, though, you guys. You know what I just realized? We're fucking over.
Oh shit.
It's okay. Oh shit. Finish him. That's fucking dope. Look at my shirt.
That's a cool shirt.
Yeah. Look at his fucking shirt.
We're wearing pretty snazzy shirts.
That's a pretty fucking.
This one was the Stone Ninja 1 Kickstarter t-shirt.
It looks pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
Donnie's shirt's pretty nice too.
Yeah.
I just got a Catholic shirt. Yeah.
Oh shit, that's fancy as fuck.
Which comes in handy during the summer, but not so much when it's wintertime. But if you've got a fancy Stone Ninja hoodie.
Oh, I like that it says it on the sleeve. That's pretty fucking nice.
Wow.
And it looks backwards, but it's really forwards.
My hoodie's just camouflage, you know.
Yeah.
It's so I can hide. But, you know, you guys should check out thebrooklynbeatdown.com.
Okay.
For everything Brooklyn Beatdown. We got fucking merch. We got our YouTubes up there. Our fucking Spotify. All that shit. Fucking check out stone.ninja. Yeah, see that hoodie? Fucking get yourself one.
Yeah. And stone.com for all the apparel and fun stuff.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, he knows.
What?
In your slinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's me.
Slinkycast.com. And,
He put it down, and that's Rick.
Man, yeah, I don't even know. Fucking, this shit changes so constantly. It bothers me, too. Fucking Donnie.
What?
WWD?
Yeah.
When the fuck can we expect it?
No. Soon.
I don't know.
Listen. I want to need you to get better at cutting your fucking promos.
Nah.
Okay, fucking soon, okay?
Listen here, brother. Yeah. It's coming soon.
Man.
I'm pretty high right now, okay?
Fucking man. Me too. Well, I fucking love you guys. And we'll see you fucking next week.
One.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.